Excuse me while I just finish off a bit of toast here. What a pro.
You eating your breakfast?
I'm having my cane toast.
Oh, yeah, well, you need that.
I mean, seriously, yeah. Where would the world be without tea and toast, lads? What would they serve you in a hospital after a serious operation?
The best tea and toast you ever get is in hospital after something big.
Is that after pregnancy?
Oh, lads, you've no idea. It's literally like a little angel just comes up to you with a boiling hot cup of tea and a beautiful hot buttery slice of toast and says, you deserve this.
You've arrived in toast heaven.
You deserve this.
Yeah.
You've just born a human. You deserve this.
It's like passing a bowling ball.
No, that's it's not.
It is.
No, don't be flippant about it.
It is. You know, it is. Like,
no,
it's just,
not, Casey.
It's no,
don't even come at me with that crap. You've no idea how painful it is.
You say it now, but you haven't got a slap of a wet towel in the ghoulies, have you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's pain. Come back to me.
I tell you what.
Come back to me after that.
You come back to me after you've been through labour and we'll have the same discussion.
Get me one of those pregnancy, those pregnancy belts where you can put it up to...
TENS machine.
Yeah, is that what they're called?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
No problem.
Yeah.
We'll give it a lash.
Yeah.
There's an awful lot of people up and about at this hour of the morning. I've just realised, because I was a small bit late this morning. I slept through some alarms. I woke up in a panic at 5:10.
Yeah, nothing worse.
I think we should be on the air at about 5.
What, like, no.
Yeah, because there's loads of people out there.
There's
cars everywhere. There's people, like, if you're one of the early, I mean, the 6 a.m.ers now, you're early, but there's a different batch of people out there.
Right.
And what are they listening to? Just listening to music.
Yeah, that's true.
They should be listening to intensive conversations about tea, toast, pregnancy.
And Navin.
I think we're just missing a trick. Will we?
I'm not agreeing to that live on air. I'm not getting in here for 3 a.m.
No, just be here for 10 to 5. We'll be on at 5. We'll just do an extra hour.
All right, go on.
You can do all the dirty stuff you talk about in the office. You can do that at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Well, now I'm interested.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now I'm interested.
Oh, yeah, all of a sudden. Anyway, we'll see what the crack is. Right, let me see. I have to tag one more person in this, Kelly. Right. I've tagged Kelly Boo. And then I'm going to post something up on Instagram and go to the Red FM Instagram page.
Yeah.
And I want you to go and check out... Oh, there she is. Okay, that's everybody on the show tags. Have I added music to it? Yes, I have. Yellow the Race. That's perfect.
Yes.
Now posting to Red FM's Instagram. Okay, go into our stories. Into our stories right now.
Yeah, and you'll see it.
And click into it.
Very exciting.
The Granny Grand Prix Cup has arrived.
The trophy is here, lads.
The inaugural cup. It's very impressive.
Oh, it is very impressive. She'll be filled with champagne before you know it, lads.
And I like how they kept the cup of the trophy pretty shallow so we don't have to spend too much on champagne.
There you go, you see.
That's budgeting for you.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we could have done Sam Maguire, but no.
The bowl.
No. We're gonna do... It's like a baby Guinness, you know.
It is actually, yeah.
That's what we'll get in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that should be up there now for you to check out. So we have established... Granny number one on the show.
Yes.
Yesterday, who's a lovely, lovely lady who's going to be part of the Granny Grand Prix. This is all happening on Thursday. And we're going down to... It's basically... What we're hoping to do is bring everyone down to Adventure Park, which is what Watergrass Hill Karting is called now.
I thought it was called Kart World, sorry.
Kart World, Adventure Park. Like, I mean, they do all kind of different things down there. They do all the, you know, the little kind of adventure shooting games and everything.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So we will have our 5 grannies down there. And we found granny number one yesterday.
Yeah.
And she's ready for road.
She's raring to
this
go.
Describes your granny. A bit of crack, mad behind the wheel, and ready for road.
Perfect.
Is it...
She's ready for road.
Hello, Margaret.
Good morning.
Hello, Margaret.
Margaret, how many penalty points have you got?
None.
Yeah, okay. Hey.
Clean sheet.
Clean sheet so far.
That's good.
None.
Have you ever gone go-karting before, Margaret?
No, I haven't, but it's always the first time for everything.
I love that. Shannon tells us that you're the kind of woman that will try anything and do anything and that you're up for the crack and you love living life.
You have to go for it, don't you?
You really do.
You only live once.
This is right. Rory will be on standby with a fire extinguisher in case you burn around those corners too fast. We're absolutely delighted to have you on board. We can't wait to meet you on Thursday. Looking forward to seeing what you're going to be like zipping around the track.
Oh, I can't wait, Margaret. Yeah.
Go
to the board and drive up.
put it to the floor and drive on.
She's brilliant.
That's the attitude we need for the Granny Grand Prix.
I've got a twist for you, though.
What's that?
Are you ready for this?
Hang on a second. She's Max Verstappen's granny.
No.
No?
But Margaret's daughter has also just become a granny. And she wants to race her in the race.
Sorry?
Yeah.
This is Granny Inception.
So Margaret is actually a great-grandma and a grandma. And
oh, my God.
Margaret's daughter has just become a grandma.
So what age is Margaret?
So Margaret is 72.
Oh, what a legend.
Yeah. And I think her daughter is obviously 52, maybe something like that.
And she herself has just become a granny.
She's just become a granny.
I think if that's the case, we just need a separate Grand Prix for that family. right down to the kids. Maybe we'll do that.
She heard her on yesterday. She said, I want a bit of that. Love waking up in Cork.
Red FM breakfast with KC. All the latest things. 34 days, Wimbledon fans, your big tournament begins, and Oasis are back in less than 39 days.
Is that all?
That's all.
Come round quick in the end.
And for those of you that are heading to see them, if you were lucky enough to get tickets, you'll be giddy for those big gigs that are coming to Dublin.
I was reading in the paper this morning that Richard Ashcroft of The Verve basically approached them when he heard they were getting back together and was like, lads, there's only one person that you need to open for you.
Yeah, he would be. That would be a double whammy, wouldn't
it? He's going to open for them.
Oh, he is doing it?
Yeah, it's in the paper, yeah.
He'd be good buddies with them,
I'd
imagine.
I'll find the article there and I'll read it to you there.
No panic. If you celebrate your birthday today, you celebrate with Paul Gascoigne. Gazza is 58.
Fog on the Tyne
is all mine, all mine. And I'm delighted he's got to 58. He went through serious 10-15 years of serious addiction issues, but he seems to be out the other side of it now. Last video I saw of him a couple of weeks ago, he was doing some sort of podcasting. He looked like he was in good shape.
Oh, you know, really
he looked like he was healthy and he was getting back to himself.
Yeah.
So fair play to you, Gazza. He was like one of the greatest characters in football. He was handy. He was good.
What was the one really big thing that he did? I can't remember. Did he score a goal for England? I can't remember, but there was something massive. Oh, he was crying.
It was the tears. He was notorious for spitting image. Used to take rip the Mickey out of him for all the tears. But Gazza was handy back in the day.
Yeah.
You celebrate with Andre 3000 from Outkast, who is 50 today, and Jamie Oliver is hit the big 5-0 as well. Freddie Mercury may have a secret daughter.
Wow.
These are what claims are. A new biography claims that Freddie Mercury had a secret daughter, and she has taken a DNA test now to prove that she's Freddie's daughter. How will we know if she's Freddie's daughter?
Because she's taken a DNA test?
No. Huge teeth and a moustache. And she... And she looks amazing in white jeans. it's gotta be Freddie's.
It's gotta be,
So anyway, joking.
The DNA test thing is just...
Nobody knows more about DNA testing than you.
Yes.
You know, when you're trying to find your parents.
Indeed. And Dara O'Brien.
You and Dara, you've a lot in common.
We do.
Yeah. Were you both put into a little basket and you were kind of floating down the Thames?
Yeah, that was it.
Oh, how cute.
Yeah. We've come so far. I actually think this DNA testing thing is just going to solve so many mysteries.
But a lot
with
of
regards
people,
to crimes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's amazing how far we've come now with DNA.
Oh, it's incredible. Yeah, but the thing with finding parents on DNA websites, they need to have contacted the DNA website and left their samples online.
They need to have also taken a DNA test. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, interesting developments. We'll see how that goes. Can you answer a question for me? Because it says here a study shows that women overpack for their holidays by double the required amount of clothes you need to bring. You're only costing yourself a fortune in baggage charges. And you're putting holes in the sky and you're killing polar bears.
I can confirm that is... Unless you're one of these amazing women who are the women that I aspire to be like, who just know how to capsule pack...
Why do you need 19 dresses for a one-week holiday,
though?
It's like
you bring one pair of pants and you bring four tops and then you've got four outfits.
Absolutely, yeah, that's all you need. Do the combo thing. Lads, flip-flops, couple of shorts, load of T-shirts, deodorant, we're sorted.
I do find it difficult. I try to pack light, but I do find it difficult because I want to be prepared for every single eventuality.
Yeah, for nuclear holocaust.
There you go.
That kind of thing, right. A woman was fired for being too attractive. She's been fired from her job in a court case that has resurfaced. Her name was Melissa Nelson.
Right.
She was a dental assistant in Iowa. Was dismissed by her employer, Dr. James Knight, the dentist, after a decade of service. He fought in court saying that she was so attractive that it was affecting his marriage.
Oh, hang on a second. Hang on. Back that up a little bit now. Hang on. She's so attractive that it's affecting my marriage.
Yeah,
so.
He was falling in love with her. So he asked her, he said, listen, would you mind moving on? I'm too attracted to you. I can't concentrate on pulling teeth and doing root canals.
When you're looking like that.
Yeah.
That is unfair dismissal, surely.
Yeah, but it was thrown out of court. The court ruled, well, you know, you are pretty hot. Despite her claims of professional misconduct, the court said that the firing did not constitute unlawful discrimination. This is it. You can be too hot and you can be kicked out of your job. That's me gone by Wednesday.
Me too.
Thank you for waking up to Red FM Breakfast. This is KC. There's Victoria Nichols over there. Kelly Boo, Murphy, August Rory. There is a podcast out there, lads and ladies. Did you ever see your man Gary Vaynerchuk? He's kind of like, he's a business owner, entrepreneur, social media billionaire. Right. It's just basically, he motivates people into just doing things.
Okay.
He's brilliant. He can be a bit in your face and a bit annoying, but like, he's just so passionate about what he does. But he said, if you find a little, tiny little niche thing, somebody out there will be interested in it.
Okay.
It might be a podcast about badgers. Might be a podcast about your favourite deodorant. But you will find your market.
Mm.
This one is going viral. So you got two people in a room. The guy that's doing the interviewing. And then the person who's been interviewed. Except the person who's been interviewed has to pretend they're an inanimate object. On this example, this guy's pretending he's a can of Coke. And he's been interviewed as a can of Coke. They say, like, thousands of people are listening to this. They're listening to a man pretending he's a can of Coke.
Let's just start, settle in, have you introduce yourself for us.
My name is Lewis, and I am a can of Go-To Cola.
That's a store brand.
Mm-hmm. Go-To, G-O-2, Cola.
So it's similar to Coca-Cola.
Similar. People call it a knockoff. I've been called the best of the worst. You know, if you wanted to get my honest opinion, I believe in a blind taste test. Your average person wouldn't be able to tell the difference between me and a can of regular Coca-Cola. But yeah, bottom shelf. We can describe it comfortably as bottom shelf. I'm at peace with that.
Literally on the...
Most of the time, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
45 minutes.
Tell me
the truth. Are you fascinated by it?
I'm leaving. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
I thought
in
it
my
was going to be kind of funny.
Yeah, but no, but like
it's
this, he talks about how he was produced, where he came from, how he ended up at a kids' party. He was spilt on the ground.
Are some of them funny?
It's one of those things like you're listening to it going, what am I actually listening to? I'm kind of intrigued, but also it's a bit weird. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Inanimate Object Podcast. I'm joined by Rory O'Hagan.
Oh, no.
Rory, you're a bottle of Tanora.
Yeah, I'm a 500ml bottle of Tanora, yeah.
And tell me about tell us the history of how you became
I was born as a tangerine in Spain. With my 20,000 brothers and sisters in the orchard.
They stole you from your family.
Yeah, I'd like to think of it as I was adopted by the people of Cork.
Okay.
I was transported to the banks of my own lovely Lee, where I was stripped naked and squashed down and... became a bottle of Tanora, 500ml bottle. I was given some fizz, which put some pep in my step, and I suppose I became a bit of a cultural icon, I guess.
You changed culture, didn't you, Mr. Tanora?
I love being in Cork. I love being a bottle of Tanora, and I love just seeing the smiles in kids' faces when that first sip of the fizz hits their mouth and they're all happy with the tangerine goodness.
Well, are you looking forward to going through a cycle of digestion, though?
That can be tough.
What are we doing?
We've gone on for an hour there, couldn't we?
No, seriously. I'd listen to that. I don't know about
that
you.
That was interesting.
Will we do a Tanora podcast?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for waking up to Red FM Breakfast. This is KC. There's Victoria Nichols over there. Kelly Boo, Murphy, August Rory. There is a podcast out there, lads and ladies. Did you ever see your man Gary Vaynerchuk? He's kind of like, he's a business owner, entrepreneur, social media billionaire.
Right.
It's just basically, he motivates people into just doing things.
Okay.
He's brilliant. He can be a bit in your face and a bit annoying, but like he's just so passionate about what he does. But he said, if you find a little tiny little niche thing, somebody out there will be interested in it.
Okay.
It might be a podcast about badgers. Might be a podcast about your favorite deodorant, but you will find your market.
Mm.
This one is going viral. So you got two people in a room. The guy that's doing the interviewing and then the person who's been interviewed. Except the person who's been interviewed has to pretend they're an inanimate object. On this example, this guy's pretending he's a can of Coke. And he's been interviewed as a can of Coke. They say, like, thousands of people are listening to this. They're listening to a man pretending he's a can of Coke.
Let's just start, settle in, have you introduce yourself for us.
My name is Lewis, and I am a can of Go-To Cola.
That's a store brand.
Mm-hmm. Go-To, G-O-2, Cola.
So it's similar to Coca-Cola.
Similar. People call it a knockoff. I've been called the best of the worst. You know, if you wanted to get my honest opinion, I believe in a blind taste test. Your average person wouldn't be able to tell the difference between me and a can of regular Coca-Cola. But yeah, bottom shelf. We can describe it comfortably as bottom shelf. I'm at peace with that.
Literally on the...
Most of the time, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
45 minutes.
Tell me
the truth. Are you fascinated by it?
I'm leaving. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever
heard. I thought
in
it was
going to
be kind of funny.
Yeah, but no, but like
it's
this, he talks about
it's
the his how he was produced, that, oh, where he came
God.
From, how he ended up at a kid's party. He was spilt on the ground.
Are some of them funny?
It's one of those things like you're listening to it going, what am I actually listening to? I'm kind of intrigued, yeah. But also it's a bit weird. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Inanimate Object Podcast. I'm joined by Rory O'Hagan.
Oh, no.
Rory, you're a bottle of Tanora.
Yeah, I'm a 500ml bottle of Tanora, yeah.
And tell me about tell us the history of how you became
I was born as a tangerine in Spain, with my 20,000 brothers and sisters in the orchard.
They stole you from your family.
Yeah, I'd like to think of it as I was adopted by the people of Cork.
Okay.
I was transported to the banks of my own lovely Lee, where I was stripped naked and squashed down.
Oh, no.
And... became a bottle of Tanora, 500ml bottle. I was given some fizz, which put some pep in my step, and okay. I suppose I became a bit of a cultural icon, I guess. A symbol
you
of
changed culture,
and,
didn't you,
yeah,
Mr.
I changed
Tanora?
Culture, yeah, so I love being in Cork. I love being a bottle of Tanora, and I love just seeing the smiles in kids' faces when that first sip of the fizz hits their mouth, and they're all happy with the tangerine goodness.
Well, are you looking forward to going through a cycle of digestion, though? I said.
Yeah, that can be tough. Yeah, that can be tough.
What are we doing now?
We could have gone on for an hour there, couldn't we?
No, seriously. I'd listen to that. I don't know about
that
you.
That was interesting.
Will we do a 10-hour podcast?
Oh, yeah.
With KC. Love waking up in Cork.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for some dad gags. Let's do it.
Dad gags, dad gags, time for dad gags. What's
now? Mr. Rory O'Hagan.
Hello.
The airwaves are yours, my friend.
You're the defending champ. You've got to kick off.
Okay, thank you. That's very kind. A guy is sitting at home and he hears a knock at the door. And he opens the door and he sees a little snail. And he looks down, he picks up the snail, takes a look at it and throws it as far away as he can. 3 years later, there's a knock at the door. He opens it up, same snail. Snail is like, what the hell was that about?
I like it.
All right, my first joke's from my daughter Isabel, who came and told me this. Why was the phone wearing glasses?
Why was the phone wearing glasses?
It lost its contact.
Yay!
Thanks,
well,
Isabel.
Thanks, Isabel.
When I was a kid, bedtime was 9 p.m. I couldn't wait to be a grown-up so I could go to bed anytime I wanted. Turns out that's 8 p.m.
Facts. Yes. Hard facts.
Yeah.
A guy walks into a psychiatrist's office and says, "Doctor, I think I'm a TP and a wigwam." Wigwam. The doctor says, "Calm down, you're too tense."
My boss boss says to me, "Come here, why are you always sick on work days?" I said, "I don't know, man. It must be my weekend immune system."
Yay!
Yay!
I asked 100 women about the shampoo they use in the shower. Mm-hmm. The number one answer by far was, "Who are you? Get out of my bathroom."
Hey! These are good lads.
All right. A priest, a pastor, and a rabbit enter a clinic to donate blood. And the nurse asked the rabbit, "What's your blood type?" And he says, "I'm probably a typo." That is a fantastic gag.
Guy walks into a surgeon's office and the surgeon says, "Can I help you?" And the guy says, "Yeah, I keep thinking I'm a moth." The surgeon says, "You'd probably want a psychiatrist for that." And the guy says, "Yeah, I know." So the surgeon's confused. He says, "Then why are you here?" And the guy says, "The light was on."
Oh, God.
First moan of the day. Lads, Albert Einstein was an absolute genius. His brother Frank was a monster, though.
How do female sheep turn around? They do a U-turn.
Yay! I was walking my dog past a local graveyard this morning and I spotted a man and he was hunkered down behind a gravestone. "Morning," I said. "No, just taking a poo."
What?
What do you follow that like?
I don't know.
"Morning." "No, just taking a poop."
Oh, man. I think we broke it.
Go on, Rob.
I think I'm done.
I don't know how you can follow that up. Casey.
I've only got one more left. Rory, what have you got? Right.
"I know it's spelt Satan, but when we were married, she pronounced it Susan."
That's the winner. That's the winner. Rory wins.
I think robbed again.
I think it's a score draw.
Robbed again. Will we give away a grand? Let's get some money. The 1,000
euro pop quiz. With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
Shannon.
Hiya.
You had a little baby.
She did. I did. Oh, she's 6 months old. It's gone so fast.
Oh my God. Shannon, what's his name?
It's a little girl. She's called Orla.
Oh, sorry. I thought it was a little boy you had. My apologies.
Ooh, little girl.
Will you apologise to Orla on my behalf as well? Misgendering people these days is serious business. You know? You can get into big trouble. Congratulations on your little girl. How's she doing?
Thank you so much. She's amazing. We're absolutely blessed.
How are you? Are you getting any sleep?
I'm good. Yeah, my God, no, I can't say it too much, but I mean, she's sleeping really well.
That's great.
When you win the baby lottery.
I don't want to jinx it.
Yeah, when you win the baby lottery with a sleeper, you're very lucky. Yeah.
Very lucky. I just never wanted to change. Touch all the wood.
Yeah. So, as I always say, do you know what Orla needs now?
She needs a grand.
Orly needs a little sister to go shopping with.
Oh,
down, you know?
Leave her alone.
Go on.
You're always at this.
Well, it's true, though.
She's had a baby 6 months ago. I know,
you gotta start thinking of,
I have not.
She needs a little friend.
I tell you what, Shannon, if it was the other way around and it was the men giving birth, do you think they'd be saying that quickly?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Not at all.
No.
We had this conversation this morning about, childbirth pain versus what we go through.
Yeah.
You know, the pain that men have to...
You're talking to two women here
suffer.
Now, so carry on.
Yeah. It's just like passing a bowling ball, isn't it?
Yeah, no.
Isn't that it?
Yeah.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Shannon, Wrigley's are famous for what?
Chewing gum.
What country's flag has a big plus, a big white plus?
Switzerland.
What county in this country is known as the Banner?
County Clare.
Any idea where Calvin Harris is from? What's his home country?
Scotland.
Question number 5. Can you name any movie Johnny Depp was in?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Question number 6. What TV star was presented with a Supermax Gold card yesterday? What show was she in?
Barry
Did you just
Keogh?
Break wind?
No, she blew a raspberry.
Give me an answer.
Barry Keane.
Question number 7. What team play at White Hart Lane? Is it Spurs or Liverpool?
Spurs.
Question number 8. What band is Will.i.am part of?
Black Eyed Peas.
Reed Hastings invented what? You might use it nearly every day. Reed Hastings.
Oh God!
It's a huge, big, huge company that streams.
Not a clue.
Was that a raspberry or a fart? To be honest with me.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah. He wanted you to say fart because then you'd be his new favourite person.
Live radio farts are amazing. Thank you.
I'll say more or less.
All right. Chewing gum in Switzerland and Claire is correct. Scotland is correct. Pirates of the Caribbean. The TV star that was presented with a Supermax gold card was Nicola Coughlan.
No, she would have been my second guess.
You're calling her Colin. Yeah?
No. Yeah, sure.
I'm calling her Colin. Yeah, okay. Nicola Colin.
Sorry, let me go to Ursula, who is a Colin. Ursula?
Hi, I'm a Colin, and it's Colin in Cork and South Tipperary. Elsewhere, it's the harder Coughlin, or in Irish, it's Ní Coughlán. So Nicola is a Coughlin. Hi to all the Colins out there. Thanks, Emil. Ursula.
So we're both right. Ursula, Colin, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, Ursula.
We're both right. Unfortunately for you, my friend, you were wrong. White Hart Lane is Spurs, Black Eyed Peas, and Reed Hastings was the inventor of Netflix.
Oh.
He invented Netflix.
Oh. I didn't know that either. Yeah.
Listen, Shannon, Mammy, with your beautiful little baby girl, we've got a €50 voucher on its way to you, with thanks to Easy Living Interiors, and we will get you on again very soon, okay?
Brilliant.
Well,
thank you,
Shannon.
So much.
Take care, Shannon.
Thanks.
Let's go. With McDonald's, the only way to start the day. Breakfast available every day until 11 a.m.
We're days away from the Granny Grand Prix. It's happening down Watergrass Hill direction. And we are absolutely buzzing for this.
We are.
Commentator extraordinaire. Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't necessarily have a Formula 1 F1 background, but you can do anything, right?
I'll give it a go. What's the worst thing that can happen?
We're going to meet our fabulous, glamorous grannies across the week. Jessie's on the line. Good morning, Jess. How are you?
Hello, I'm good.
Tell me about your glorious granny.
Oh, she's absolute nutter. Like, no one realises how much of a nutter she is. Like, you know, she just stays behind closed doors and, like, well, we can see, like, she's a nutter.
What's your favourite thing about her, Jess?
Oh, she's just mad. She's so easygoing. Like, nothing bothers her at all. Like,
oh, I love that.
She's not fazed by anything. What age is your granny?
No, she's not.
What age is she?
What'd she say? How old... 60,
64? 65. You were bringing her, you were giving her a year. Hello, gorgeous granny.
Hiya.
How are you? Lovely to meet you. I'm sorry, you got signed up. You got signed up for this, and then you just got the word the other day. By the way, we're putting you in a go-kart, and you're going to be ripping around Watergrass Hill. How do you feel, Granny Stell?
I'm a nervous wreck.
Won't phase you, Stell.
You're going to be absolutely brilliant. Stell, can I ask you, can you do a donut?
No, but I can eat it.
Yes.
Brilliant.
That's our granny.
Brilliant. Go on, Stell. I love it.
So you're 65 years young. Now, Kelly is the youngest member of the team. Kelly, you're what, 28?
29.
Mm-hmm. Granny Murphy, what life advice could you give to Kelly now about living a happy and healthy life? What would you say to her?
Anything, Stell.
Stay away from
anything
me.
Drive it on.
Drive it on.
I love it. Keep going. Drive it on.
That's the best life advice you can get.
It is, yeah.
Just drive it on.
And it works well for Thursday. That's what we want you to do.
Now, this is very important. Jesse, we want the whole family down there. Yeah. All the crew so far, they're making banners and flags and they're getting
There's a few of us that are right heading down now.
Yeah, brilliant.
Amazing.
We're taking the piss saying that we're going to make t-shirts and all.
Listen, too, if you want to take it to the t-shirt level.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Granny Murphy, can I ask you, what's your dream car? Do you have a dream machine?
What's your dream car?
Yeah, anything with wheels and an engine, you'll do.
Yeah. You know what? We get you an old Land Rover there now, Stell. See how you get on.
No bother, Charles.
Send you up a bit of rough terrain.
Yeah, up a hill. Ladies, it's so lovely to meet you. Thank you for being part.
Well,
we can't wait to meet you on Thursday at the Granny Grand Prix. Yeah. Stell, we'll see you soon. And Jesse, thank you so much.
Girls.
Thank you.
Bye.
Oh, I love love it.
I love the fact that just people are nominating their grannies all over the park, and the grannies are like, you did what? You did what? The Granny Grand Prix, we're heading out to Watergrass Hill Go Karting. Yeah. Rory will be our commentator. It happens on Thursday. This is The Crack. We're looking for stories of connection. So things that happened to you if you were travelling somewhere, you ended up chatting to someone and it completely changed your life for whatever reason. Maybe you just met a friend. Maybe you wrote a book together. You've stayed in contact. But sometimes you do end up sitting beside the most interesting people. And they have a great life story. Other times you end up sitting beside someone who just drools on your shoulder when they fall asleep. Not so good. So what was your connection when you were travelling, be it on public transport or you were flying around the world somewhere? Hello, Nikita, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad at all. So tell us the story.
So my parents, who were from different counties at the time back in the 90s, had both signed up to do the marathon for Crumlin Hospital. So they raised money and they flew out to Canada and Nova Scotia. And on the marathon itself, they weren't kind of fond of the people who they'd been paired with. So they met and they started chatting. And by the time they were going home, they'd had dinner every day together. They'd swap numbers. And 30 years later, they're still together and finally got married in January.
Isn't that lovely?
That's incredible.
They met the one travelling.
Wow.
Yeah. I love that.
So, Nikita, really, when you strip this back a little bit, you wouldn't be here chatting to us unless your old man bought a pair of running shoes.
Yeah.
No.
It's true.
Definitely not.
When you look at all these things in life where if that didn't happen and that didn't happen, I wouldn't be here.
It's like the sliding doors thing.
Yeah. No, I'm sure you would have ended up somewhere else in some other family eventually. But like, you know.
Yeah, wow. Listen,
wouldn't be with them if it wasn't for
that. That's for sure. It's mad when you analyse it like that.
And who got married in January, this January?
Mum and Dad. They finally got married,
Finally.
They got married this year.
So they were together for all these years and they finally, he took his time, didn't he?
Oh,
bone of contention, I take it?
Oh, yeah.
She didn't mind, but I had to wait long enough to be part of a wedding party for my parents. So I have the bone of contention.
We're looking for stories of connection. Not that many people get to bring over a tray of baby Guinnesses to the parents at a wedding.
You ended up chatting to someone and it completely changed your life for whatever reason.
Maybe you just met a friend.
Nikita, it's a €200 voucher. A one for all voucher with thanks to Vodafone for your parents' amazing connection.
Yeah, well done.
Interesting people.
Love that.
Take care of yourself.
Thanks for listening.
Other times, you end up sitting beside someone who just drools on your shoulder when they fall asleep. Not so good. So what was your connection when you were travelling, be it on public transport or you were flying around the world somewhere? Hello, Nikita, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad at all. So tell us the story.
So my parents, who were from different counties at the time back in the 90s, had both signed up to do the marathon for Crumlin Hospital. So they raised money and they flew out to Canada and Nova Scotia. And on the marathon itself, they weren't kind of fond of the people who they'd been paired with. So they met and they started chatting. And by the time they were going home, they'd had dinner every day together. They'd swap numbers. And 30 years later, they're still together and finally got married in January.
Isn't that lovely?
That's incredible.
They met the one travelling.
Wow.
Yeah,
I love that.
So, Nikita, really, when you strip this back a little bit, you wouldn't be here chatting to us unless your old man bought a pair of running shoes.
Yeah.
No.
It's true.
Definitely not.
When you look at all these things in life where if that didn't happen and that didn't happen, I wouldn't be here.
It's like the sliding doors thing. Yeah.
No, I'm sure you would have ended up somewhere else in some other family eventually. But like, you know.
Yeah, wow. Listen,
wouldn't be with them if it wasn't for
that. That's for sure. It's mad when you analyse it like that.
And who got married in January, this January?
Mum and Dad. They finally got married,
Finally.
They got married this year.
So they were together for all these years and they finally, he took his time, didn't he?
Oh,
bone of contention, I take it?
Oh, yeah.
She didn't mind, but I had to wait long enough to be part of a wedding party for my parents. So I have the bone of contention.
That's cool. Yeah. Not that many people get to bring over a tray of baby Guinnesses to the parents at their own wedding.
Very true, you see.
Nikita, it's a €200 voucher, a one for all voucher, but thanks to Vodafone for your parents' amazing connection.
Yeah, well done.
Oh, thank you.
Love that. Take care of yourself. Thanks for listening.
Breakfast.
Let's go. With McDonald's, best morning start with a sausage and egg McMuffin served until 11 a.m.
Love waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Red FM.